But that's a different thing. And having said that, I want to now mention something I didn't get around to saying last week, I just ran out of time, is that the kind of study that you're going to be required, and by the way, not just requested, but required, because it will be tested on how you are studying both parts of this, the study of the score and the analysis of recordings. The way we will approach that is from a performer's point of view, not necessarily, let's say, a musicologist's point of view. You've all heard of Schenker, Heinrich Schenker, great theoretician. Well, there is a thing called Schenkerian analysis. And there have been, Jean-Philippe Rameau started analysis of style and composition and of theory. First wrote the first great theory book way back in 1732. That's a different kind of study. That's where you may analyze a piece of music from, let's say, a harmonic point of view or a structural point of view or some other orchestration point of view. We're going to touch on all of that, but the main thing that we're going to do here is what is it that a performer should or must primarily know how that performer's part fits into the totality of the piece. How does it relate to it? How did it get there? Why is it there? So it's not a harmonic analysis, because the truth is, it's very good, by the way, for you all to study the harmonic components, harmonic style, of, because every composer is practically uniquely different. It's good to know that, but it's not absolutely necessary for you to perform a part well, except in terms of your intonation. You must know that you're playing an E-flat chord and you've got the G in it, which happens to be the third. And if it were an E-flat minor chord, you'd be playing a G-flat. You should really know that in order for you to play really in tune, not just put down the right fingers or whatever. So to that extent, it's always good to know every chord or harmony that you're involved with, that you hear it and understand it, probably can even name it. So that's very, very good to have. I would say it's not absolutely necessary, because in the sense that you cannot play an E-flat major chord different from an F major chord. Follow me? Let that sink in. I mean, what can you do? I mean, you assuming you're going to play it in tune in both instances, but there's no dramatic difference between the same four-noted triad. So in that sense, you know, your knowledge of the harmony should be in regard to how your particular part fits into the harmony, but not beyond that, therefore not some grand analysis. I don't want you to waste any time with that. If you know the Schenker methods, which are pretty remarkable and wonderful, and work up to about Hindemith, after that they get a little bit woozy. But if you know that, don't get into that. Just to the extent that, and I'll show you, or you'll see by yourself, certain things that are harmonically very important for you to know. So basically we're going to concentrate on what information in the score is absolutely vital to your playing. Now, a lot of that is not the notes, because frankly, that's what everybody sort of learns, more or less. Some learn it better than others, to play the notes. In fact, you can't get a job unless you know how to play the notes. But as Gustav Mahler said, and many other great composers have said, it's what's behind the notes, what's underneath the notes, what's above the notes, what's around the notes. That's the most vital information.